So we are on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. Let us again start from the Mishnah. Haneider min hatmorim, a person asot tmorim, muter bidvash tmorim. So he's permitted to drink the dvash, the syrup that comes out of the tmorim. This is, does not fall into the category of tmorim. This is something else. This he did nasa. Mistainiyais muter b'chaymet stainiyis. We'll see in the Ran exactly what stainiyis is. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Imer, he disagrees with the Tanakame. Kol shel shem teldosai kruya olo v'noider himenu, osar b'yaitze himenu. B'chachomim matire. And the chachomim are matter. So now let us see Shatan the Mish, let us see the Ram. Anoider min atmorim mistainiyais muter b'chaymet stainiyais. So in order to understand the Ram, let us just see Rashi, then we'll understand what the Ram is saying. Min astainiyais, the Rashi says, I know anovim koshim. These are hard anovim, which do not become ripe, shemeinichon bekerem kol yemei astov. So they are left over in the kerem, they are not harvested with the other anovim, because they are hard. Vo'isin mehem chaimitz, and vinegar is made out of them. Now let us see the Ran. Haneida min atmorim, mistainiyais muter b'chaymet stainiyais. Stainiyais anovim she'enom mizbashlim. These are grapes which do not become ripe. Vo'im din b'mei achachoyref, and they are left over b'mei achoyref, and it seems remaining on the vine in the winter causes that you should be able to take out chaimetz from these steinies. Kol shashem toldosoi kruya olo, kegoin devash tmorim, v'chaimetz steinies, is memela, this is also wasa. V'chachomim atirim, b'gmore porich, haynu tanakam. The Gemara understood that the Chomim are matir, the Dvash Tmorim, and the Chaimetz Tainiyis. The Ikel Amedek. Now, the Ranes Akashe, Tanakan me Moni. Who is the Tanakan, who does the Tanakan hold like? Loi Rabbi Yaisi, Beloi Rabbono. Damrinen Lael beplukte de Kum Vecholop. We hear a Machlekes. Hanoidem in a Cholop. The Tanakama holds muta bekum. Rabbi Yossi holds osa bekum. So the Gemara said there's really no machlekes. No, ba'asre the chachamim, cholov is called cholov, and kum is called kum. Ba'asre the Rabbi Yossi, cholov is called kumma the chalbo. So the Gemara says over there, damrina leel beplukta de kum v'cholov. The cholheche the kori lei kume de chalba also afilu rabbono. The rabbono that say muter bekum is because ba'asrei the rabbono they called kum kum. They didn't call it kume de chalba. But if it would be called kuma de chalba, so they would also be made to Rabbi Yossi that the kum would be also. And here these chachamim say that even though it is called Dvash Tamarim, it is Mutter. So therefore, the Ran asks to Dvash Tamarim, B'chaymet Steini is Litzer Mahaytime. Yesh Laima, so the Ran answers to Terutza. Deloy Domi. The Ilu Gabi Kum the Cholov. The Kum of Cholov, the way that is separated from the cholov. Hakum loim nishtane mitzura letzura. the kum did not become nishtane to a different surah. The mikora namik shahoya ma'urav becholov, when it was ma'urav in the cholov, and was mixed up together with the cholov, ba'isa tzura atz mahoya. That means the mea cholov, the kum, when it was cholov, it was in the same tzura the way it is now. The only difference was there was misarev with the cholov. But you had in the cholov, you had mei cholov and the other chalokim of the cholov. Now, in the tzure, when it was ma'urev, when it was together with the cholov, so this was all called cholov. This was called cholov. Now this is the same tzura that it was now, than it was before, but it's not ma'urev anymore. But we call this kuma de cholov. So this is the kum that was the, so therefore because of this kriya shame, so we are saying that it, we are mekasher it to what it was before. Before this kum was cholov, so kum et the cholov from the shem, it's also cholov. So anoida min a cholov is noida min a kum. Avol hocha harei nishtane haguf. That means now it's a syrup. Before it was a tomo. Dvash tomorim was never tomorim. Not when it was in the tomo, then there was before. This is a new tzure, which was non-existent till now. So this never was a tomo, and now that it's when the tomo was a napshat is that it was mifkit pocket in the tomo. No pshat is there was before it was a tomo, and now we were mishane the tzure. Now we made syrup. So memela, so even though this is called dvash tmorim, but this is not nichlal in the isod on the made on tmorim. That's what the Rashba says. Can only be nichlal if when it is the same tzure that it was before when it was cholov. And we can say so it still has the shame cholov olov. Right, now the Ran says another chilek. The bekum kikori lei kuma de chalba. What is the purpose of calling it kuma de chalba? Ibnei shadayin toiras cholov olov. Because it still has toiras cholov. Korulei. Because there's no other reason why you're saying kuma de chalba. I'm just saying that this kuma is toiras cholov on it after the separation. Loila hafrish bein zela acher, not the purpose of kuma de chalbas, I'm saying that this is the kum of cholov, and there's another kum, there's a kum of zeisim, there's a kum of anovim. She'ein nikra kum elozeh. So the whole purpose of kuma de chalba is telling me that it has teiras cholov olov. So therefore, Hanoida min acholo is also bekuma de chalba. Avol hocha ki omru devash tmorim vechaymet steinis, loy sheyeyadayin teires tmorim usteinis aleim. The reason we are mentioning tmorim and steinis is not to tell us that the devash is teires tmorim olo, elo lahafrish ben dvash tmorim le dvash acher. I want to tell you what kind of dvash I'm speaking about. So dvash tmorim means dvash that originates from tmorim. Ubein chaymetz tainius lo chaymetz acher. And also I want to differentiate between the chaymetz that comes from tainius lo chaymetz acher. Okay, zok the Gemara. Chachomim Hainu Tanekame. So again, the Gemara understood that the Chachomim are matter, the Dvash, and the Chaimet. So that's the Tanekame. So the Gemara answers, Ike binayu hodo desanye. Klauze omar rapshime menolosa. Kol shedalkoi leyochel. Rapshime menolosa said a yesoid. If we have a machol, that basher husham, it is edible. We have a peiri that is edible. V'derech hayeitze mimenu leyochel. And the yeitze mimenu is also edible. Ki goin tmorim udvash tmorim. Nodar boy, osr b'yeitze mimenu. So if he made a neder, so the neder includes the yeitze mimenu. He says, so in this Nekuda, Rab Shimon ben Elozo holds like Rab Yehuda ben Seira. Kol Shashem Toldosei Kruya Olov V'neid Emeno Osa B'yeitze Emeno. I mean, Rab Yehuda ben Seira said a Gevaldik Echidish, that since if I'm answering Tmorim, and this is called Dvash Tmorim, even though the Ran just explained the Pshatn, why it's called Dvash Tmorim, about Koponim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds that when a person asers Tmorim, he means to aser everything that Shem Toldosei Kruyolov, if the shame of from where it was nailed from is Kruyolov, so Memela, so the Isser of Tmorim is Tmorim until they say him. That goes in the Isser of Tmorim. Kol shedark eloch v'derech hayetzim lechol k'gein Tmorim edvash tvorim noida boy osor b'yeitzim imenu. And now he says a chiddush, noida m'yeitzim imenu osor boy. If he asr dvash tmorim, so dvash tmorim means the dvash that comes from tmorim, so it's also not only an iser on the yoytze, it's also on the ov also. That means it's one big family, an ov and a tode, and when I'm asking, I mean to asr, I don't mean to be miyached, one chelik of the family. It's the of the Toldeisa. Nodar miyeitze mimenu, also boy. But, kol she'ein darkei lechel. But if the mean that he mentions is not darkei leyochel, b'derech hayeitze mimenu leyochel, neither boy ain't osa elo b'yaitze mimenu. Shlein yiskaven ze elo l'yaitze emenu. So that means, let's see what this means, l'maise, it means steinius and chaymet steinius. Steinius is not eaten. The whole purpose of steinius, the whole tachlis of steinius is only for the chaymet steinius. That is the inyan of steinius. So Memela, when a person asks steinius, he doesn't mean the steinius, you can't take his word literally, he means that which one can derive benefit from the steinius, the chaimitz of the steinius, and not the steinius. So v'chachomim matirim on the steinius, means the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira both agree that the steinius are also, and the whole machlokes is the chaimitz of the steinius also. Chachamim matirim the steinius. I wish to disagree with both of you. The steinius are mutter, since the steinius are not oimed lachila. So when he said steinius, he means the chaimitz that will come out from the steinius. Let us see the Ran. Chachomim hainu tanekame. Ike binayu hodesanye. Klal omar Rab Shimon ben Elozo. kol shadalka leyochel, kederech ayeitze mimeno leyochel, kegoin tmorim udvash tmorim, no darboi, also biyeitze mimeno. Biyeitze mimeno, also boy, בכל שאין דרכי לאוכל, בדרך היצא ממנו לאכל, נודר בוי, אוסר ביצא ממנו. כך כעשינם בהלכות הרמב"ן. סבוכי פירוש. דבהו פליגי. תנקמה פוליק עד רב שמעון בן אלעזר בתוויו. And both halachas that Rav Shimon Elozer holds, the Tanakam is choylik. The Svirlei Letanakam. The Bein Dalkei Leyochel. Bein Ein Dalkei Leyochel. Also Boi V'loi B'yaitzi Mimeno. He says, the Tanakam, we have to hear the words he said. It was Anoida Minat Tmorim, Anoida Minat Steinius. You don't make Cheshbonis what, when, where. But he said, that's what he asked. But Rav Shimon Svirlei, no. We have to understand what he asked. We just don't take the words, kechsovom, or kilshoinom. We have to understand his kavod. Nibishidalkei lech leyochel, v'derech heyaitzim imenu leyochel, also bishneyim. So when he asks tomorrow, well, there's different ways how one eats tomorrow. He can eat them plain. He can make a syrup out of it. So that's a type tomorrow. The dvash tomorrow is also nichlal in tomorrow. B'shein v'alkei lechel v'dach hayeitz menu lechel also b'yeitz menu v'loi boi. Ubaho mapiklei letanekama legabri. She's mamish the hepech of the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds by Steinis, it's also a boy. Umuta bachaymitz, and the Chachomim, Rav Shimon Elozer hold that punkfakelt is also bachaymitz and muta the Steinis. Rav Yudah ben Seire, so the like Rav Shimon. B'darkei lechel, b'derech hayeitze mimenu lechel. Then he holds that, and then both are also, and both are also, the also b'shneim. U'poli galei, b'she'ein darkei lechel, b'derech hayeitze mimenu lechel. שאין דרכי להכניס מלאכל, רב יהודה במסירה לא שוני לי, ומיצר נמי בתרוויו. As long as this is called חיימץ טייניס, or יעשה דה סטייניס, and the חיימץ טייניס, רב שמעון בן אלעזר שוני לי. רב שמעון בן אלעזר holds not, there's a difference, ולא מיצר אלא בייעץ ממנו. ורבונון, Basroi de Mas Nisen, Haino Rab Shimon ben Elozer. Birshe Yuso Didu Koi, Ain Darkei Lechel, De Shori Hu Gufe. So that what it says, Bachachomim Matirim. The Chachomim are matter the Steinies. ומש מליד משמחי מש ממלסיו דהי גבנה. Where do we see this that they're speaking about on the Steinius? ודקטוני סתומה וחכומים מתירים דמש מדעתוויו פליגי ובמי דשובו תנקם אברב יודה לסורי שורי אינו. That means, it would seem we had it 3 days. We hear the Tanakam, we hear Rav Yudah ben Seir, Vachachomim Matirim, so Vachachomim Matirim, it would seem to be saying, and that what the others asked, the Chachomim Amata. Mishemochim Shita Dastoini Iskoi. it's going to the Steinis, the Ketaimele Teire, and there is a reason to explain why the matter, the Mishum Shein Darkei Leotel, he kilomeim by Niskaven Ella Leyeitze Mehem. So Mamelu could say, so there, even though he said Steinis, but he doesn't, he means what the Steinis are aimed to produce, and that's the Chaimed Steinis. That morim, the shovel nami to vaila sura. Now there's another case in the Mishnah that the Tanakam Ravida Meseira Amoide by the Tmorim. Lakalamaim the shovel abona basremin at Tmorim. The Lishra bitmom gufayu leka taimo la teira. Kolinyan aloche, kaimelon kitanakame, the bain bitmorim, bain bistainius, any osa elo bahen. Avoloi bedvash v'chaymet shalayin. I'd like to make one ha'ore, and it could be, I saw this in the Keren Eire. We had had the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Hanayda min acholov muta bekum. V'rabi yoisi oisa. Minakum muta b'cholov. Is noida minakum is muta b'cholov. So the Ran said, lefum lishne de masnisen, mashmu abyeisi nami maide b'ho. Mi bebraise bigmore plik polik. The Beraise we see that he's chaylik. Now we don't have a Beraise. Why do we have such a Beraise? Well, l'chayre it's this Beraise. It's Rab Shimon ben Elozer. Rab Shimon ben Elozer said that Hanoida mi yoytzi mimenu also boy. Here we have a Moira de Kezach, and it seems from the Ran that there's no Bemison, and this is the Machloikis, Rabbi de Memseire and Rab Shimon ben Elozer. But Rab Shimon ben Elozer said a Moira de Kezach, that if a person asks Dvash Tmorim, and the Issa includes Tmorim, because if it's Dvash Tmorim, so Memele, now the Ran had said that was the Svara of Rab Yosi, that since he asked the Asrei de Rab Yosi, they called it Kume de Chalbe, and forget, Kume de Chalbe, the Ran had said before, but really Kume de Chalbe is more closer to Cholov than Dvash Tmorim is also to Tmorim. And that is why the Tanakame is Cholik. He holds that Hanoidim and Tmorim is Mutter with Dvash Tmorim. But if so Kumet the Chalba, so then we don't have a Kumet the Chalba is closer to Cholov. That's right. So if we see that from Rav Shimon ben Elozer that Hanoida mitvash tmorim is also betmorim, so vada givis Hanoida mikuma dechalva should be also becholov. So lachayre the beraise that the Ran had mentioned before, that's this beraise that I shant of mutchitzich. Where do we have such a beraise? Lachayre, this is the beraise of Rav Shimon ben Elozer. Zogt the Mishnah weiter. Hanoida min hayayin, mutter biyein tapuchin. Now, let us just see the lotion of the Ran for 1 minute. Hanoida min hayayin, mutter biyein tapuchin. So the Ran says, the kiven sheyesh loy shem levai, loy mikri yein stam. So from the Lashon Aran, it would seem that he was neither min hayayin. This is not called yayin. This is called yayin tapuchim. You go into a store, you want to buy yayin, they will not offer you yayin tapuchim. This is called yayin tapuchim. That is what the Ran says. Now let's look at the Lashon of Taishviz. Muta bi yayin tapuchim, the stam yayin da anovim koma. Now, from the Lashon of Taisvis, it would seem a little different. Not the longest is, because this is not called Yayin. Stam Yayin is Yayin Anovim. So Memela, but not because this says a Shem Levi. The Ran, it would seem to be saying, the Kivin, the Yeshla Shem Levi, the Mikri Yayin Stam. That means, so it seems the Shem Levi is the Sibin. No, it's the other way around. Stam Yayin is Yayin Anovim. So therefore, if I mean Yayin Dos, I have to say, but not that the Shem Levi is the reason. Yeah. Min HaShemen, Muta B'Shemen Shem Shemen. See, it also says the same thing. They will see that the Rambam also says the same thing in the Gemara. Muta B'Shemen Shem Shemen, the Stam Shemen, the Shemen Zayis. Right to the same thing. And let us just jump for 1 minute to the Lashon HaGemara. Tanya hanoida min hashemen beretz Yisrael mutar b'shemen shum shemen v'osor b'shemen zayis. Ubebovel osor b'shemen shum shemen umutar b'shemen zayis. So the Ran says, on the Gemara, the Ran is... around 5 lines from the bottom. Mutar b'shemen shum shemen. The Be'eretz Yisrael eina mistapkim klal elo b'shemen zayit. So here l'chayre by shemen, the Ran seems to be saying the way Tosus is saying all along. Not because shemen shum shemen is called as a shem levai. It's not shemen, it's shemen zayit. So b'mil, therefore, doesn't mean Tasa. So by Shemen, the Ran seems to be saying the same thing like Taisvis. Let's go a little further. Min advash. If a person has a dvash, muta bidvash tomorrow. So he's muta bidvash tomorrow. Because tam dvash lochayre, Taisvis says klo like that. Muta bidvash, the stam dvash, say dvash dvayrim. Stam dvash is dvash dvayrim. Taisvis is very consistent. Mina chaymitz, muta b'chaymitz toiniyes. So Taisha says, the stam chaymitz, miyayin toim shehechmitz. That's stam chaymitz. Chaymitz toiniyes is a psa. That's not stam chaymitz. Mina krishin, muta b'kaploitis. Now krishim is leek. It's a type of a scallion. Maybe it's larger than a scallion. Muta b'kaploitis. Now I saw in the Oruch, kaploitis was also a type of a scallion, but the roish, which starts with the roots, is much bigger than a scallion. It's a large roish. That's kaploitis. Now here Taisva says, it's in the family. Sheyeshlam Shein Levi. Here Taisus, this is a different name. This is called Kaplaitis. This is called Kaplaitis. It's in the family, but this is a Shein Levi. Here the Ran says, Muta be Kaplaitis. Dloihavi bechlal krishin. It's unclear what he means. It's not, the klal of krishin. If he means it's not the mean, it's a merdik modne. So, dloihavi bechlal krishin, so how does it come into this Mishnah? Min hayerek muter biyarkei sasode. Shehu Shem Levi. Now here the Mishnah says already, Shehu Shem Levi. Now here Taisu says, Distam Yerek Shalgine. Taisu geht weiter as I, Distam Yerek Shalgine. Ah. less lulli de mistafini. Maybe Tosfos learns suhus taim shem lavai is going on kapleitis. I mean, that would be a bit little modne. Now here the Ran says, by yalkais asode, muta by yalkais asode. So here the Ran says, the stam yerek loy mashme ele yerekina. So here it also would seem not al shem lavai. Go interessant. It's very interesting here. The Ran, the Gemara doesn't say like this. It's very unclear. The stam yerek loy mashme ele yerekina. There's wild yerokis and there's yerokis which are cultivated. That's yarkegina and yarkesoda. Tanya. Zok the Gemara. Hanoider min ha-shemen be'eretz Yisrael. Muter b'shemen shum shemen, b'osso b'shemen zayitz, u'bebobu, osso b'shemen shum shemen, muter b'shemen zayitz. So here, with zicha mean, it's not the vault is shem levai, the vault is what shemen is normally used. When you say shemen, what do you mean? So normally in bovel, shemen shum shemen didn't have shemen zayisim over there. In Eretz Yisrael, Mokim, the Eretz Yisrael, they didn't use shemen shum shemen. Mokim shemistapkim mizer mizer, a mokim that both shmonim are used, and the person is noida min hashemen. Also, bozeh bozeh. Now, this also says this has nothing to do with shem levaich. I mean, this is each one is called shemen. This is called shemen. This is called shemen. Now, in the place where this means shemen is not used at all, so this doesn't mean shemen. We don't use the shemen. So, people use one shaman, but the other shaman is also used by a meat of people. Now let us see the Ran. So the Ran says, "Mutar again b'shemen shemshemin." The Beretz Yisrael name is Tapkin Klal Elo b'shemen Zayis. So Stam shemen Zayis. Sofik Isura lechumre. The Kiven the Ike miyute the Mistapki meyahu mine. Others use the other mean. Ike lesvuki Dilma afilu leelu niskaven. That means the shaila is not what he uses. That's leimala leimayit. But since this is also a shemen that is used in this area, so memela misofik, we have to asa when he says tam shemen, so includes all shmonim which are used. So since this is a shemen which is also used, so memela tnichlal tam shemen. Haneider min hayerek. Bishar Shnei Shabua. If a person is Neida min Hayerek, not Shnas Hashmita. Also, Biyarkei Sagine, but Biyarkei Sasod. Now here all of a sudden the Ran says, also Biyarkei Sagine, Distam Yerek, Shogine Mashme, Vlo Yerek Sode, she yes loy shame levai. Here he comes to shame levai. The Mishnah didn't seem out shame levai. The Mishnah said stop. Mutabiakis is so the stam yerk le mashme ella yerekine. Miu. Fine. Now all of a sudden, he starts talking after aloha, after aloha. He saw out shame levai. So that means that Yarkei Sasoda that has a shame levai. So that is why it's not nichlau in the shame yark. Miafilohochi hanoidem in hayayin, osa bechamra mevushalom. if a person asks himself on wine, he's also yain mevushel. V'chein kosa v'ramban tzal. So now, he had a psahore. L'chayre, this is called yain mevushel. So this should be, if he's neidim neyayin, he should be mutter be yain mevushel, just like his mutter seems to be from Yalki Sasod, Bloidomi Yalki Sasod, Tahane Mina Achinani. That's Pshat. It's another me. Fakert, the Shem is only showing us that this is another mean. It's not called Yerek Stam. This mean is called Yalki Sasod. Avochamru, Vochamru, Mavushol, Ochad Minanino. Made nation is bashel lohipsit shmoit. So that is cooked. It's still called yayin. It's not called yayin mebushel. It's called yayin. It's the same mean. It's wine that was cooked. But this is wine. Doesn't want to tell us it's cooked wine. Fine. But it's not another mean. So the yayin mebushel will not be mafkia from make it muta if he was neither mean a yayin. Zokt de Gemara weiter, ubi Shviyis, what is Shviyis? There it's, in a hapachu. Also, biyarkes ha-sode, umuta biyarkes ha-gine. Shviyis also biyarkes ha-sode, im noda bi Shviyis. Yev shaloymar, shnizkavan liyere gine, tein zayrim, veloy noiten bi Shviyis. Elavada liyer kasode shoyla me'elom niskav. So here it's zicher, shame levai lechayre. Here pshat is that, he says yerek, so what, yerokis are available in shviyas. Only the yarkis asoda are available. So me'el and shviyas, stam yerek is yerek asoda. Omar Rabbi Abo, Mishim Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Lo yishon ol b'mokim, shein mevi'in yerek mechutz l'oretz, l'oretz. That is dafke in a place we do not import yarkes gina mechutz l'oretz. Avo b'mokim, shein mevi'in yerek mechutz l'oretz, l'oretz. Also, so then we'll see, so the Ranman Shatan is also in both. Then he is also in both. We'll see this. I'm a chlekes. The Yerushalmi says nitazay. But let's just finish. Kitanoi. Now, this shaila, if you can import, yerokes mechutz laoretz, laoretz is a machlekes tanoi. Ein mevi'in yerek mechutz laoretz, laoretz. Rabbi Chananya ben Gileim, mevi'in yerek mechutz laoretz, laoretz. She'll have to import. My time with the man do my ain mevin, am rabir miye mishum gush. Now let us see the Ran. So the Ran says, abo b'mokim she mevin yerek mechutz lorz lorz osa, kloima osa b'shneim. So here the Ran says, osa b'shneim. So since both Yerokes are used, Hakert could be even though most of the Yerokes which are used in Shviyas are Yarkes Hasode, but they are also used Yarke Gino. I mean, they import the Yarke Gino also. So Memele, it's Osir and both. That's what the Ran says. Yerushalmi, it says, B'mokim Shemeviyin, Einei Osir B'yarkes Asode, D'shuv Leimikri Stam Yerek. Yerushalmi says, Nitazai. Now this would be very good if we go with Shem Levi. So really, Yavkis Asoda is not called Yerek. I mean, it's not called Yerek. No, in Shvi, it says, yeah, it has to be. It has to be, because there's no other, the minute there are other Yerokis also available, then it's not Kori Stam Yerek. That would be good with Shem Levi. This Ran over, the Ran over here would be good if we don't work with Shem Levi. It's Stamazay Stamaz. So here there's both Yerokis available. Mishum Gush, Choshishin, Lahaviya, Mishum Shosha, the Gush, Anid, Vagboy. We don't bring in Yerokis and Teretz Yisrael. We don't import because of the Gush offer. That's nidvak to the Yerokis. V'gush ederetz amim tomi kadisa per kama de Shabbos. It's also mishum gush lo tirashi shashem yeshmat v'chutz lo tzbikrayu by the shroshim v'tomei mishum sofik meis they will metame the gush offer. That's my son teferesim. So what's the machloikis? So she brings back Smiratoisvis in Nozer that there are two ways how you can learn Pshat in that they were Metama Afar Eretz Yisrael. One Madiyom holds Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, they were Geyser Tuma and Chutzlaretz. That means not the Matzev of Tuma was Ma'ira the Gzeir of Tuma. No, they wanted Al Yishuv to remain in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, there were geyser tumah and chutz laretz. And another Madyoma says, no, that the matziv of chutz laretz alone is mechayev to be geyser tumah, not because there was an incentive of yishuv eretz Yisrael. So he says, if the whole time is what's as an incentive of yishuv eretz Yisrael, so here yishuv eretz Yisrael should not ask it to bring in, because vakel. This, the Al Tishvei Shul, let's bring in, there should be Yerokis and Shviyas. But if you learn that it was an Etzem Rshar, Shem Emele, Bosom Eto. Zot, the Mishnah Bait. Minakruf, also be Ispargus. In Ispargus, Mutter Bekruv. Now, I saw Kruv is not the way we normally think it's a cabbage. No, Kruv is kale. That's what it's much larger than a cabbage. It looks like a small tree. So also be Ispargus. Now, what's Ispargus? So the Ran, we have the Ran on the Medallah explaining our Mishnah. Min Kruvu. So from the Ran it would seem, Min Kruv, it's a type of, there's a general Kruv family, but this is a Miyuchadik Min, this is a, it's, it falls into the family of Kruv, but it's a Shem Bifnei Atzmai. So, Min Kruv also be Spargis, since Haistis, it falls into the Kruv family. So it's also be Spargus. So therefore we can understand the Rantak is said by Minakrishim Mutter Bekaploitis Lehavi Bechlal Krishim. Somehow that this is a different, it's a different family, it seems. That's how Taisu says he has a Shem Levi. Avapishim Min Krishim has a Shem Levi. That's how Taisu says. The Ran didn't learn like that. The Ran learns it's somehow it's not from the mean Krishan. So here by Espargus, he says Pshat that it's this is from the mean Kruv. Now Now Tosfos says ispargus min krovu ubechlal krovu. So for some reason we have to understand why what happens with the Shem Levi. But is it different than Kaplaitis? Sheshlem Shem Levi. This is Kaplaitis. This is Ispargus. The Goyim says, Goran Ander Pshat, Mishnah Bispargis, Perish Rav Haigoyin, Min Kruv, Shesheirin Oisoi B'yayin, Bloshin Yevoni Yayin Shol Boiker Nikro Ispargus. This used to be taken in the morning, I think. But this was a Kruv, this is a Kruv Kovosh, it seems, Kovosh B'yayin. Mine Ispargis, Mutter Bekruf. If he was neither Mine Ispargis, so it's Mutter Bekruf. Because Ispargis is for a Miyuchedikimin, so Memele, so it's Mutter Bekruf. Min Hagrisen also Bemikve, Rabbiosi Mater. Now, let us see the Ran. So the Ran says Pshat, also bin Hamikve, Tavshul of Shalgris. Va also, Mishum de Korilei, Mikve de Gris. So here, this is a Tavshul. This is called Mikveh de Gris. Rabbi Yosi Mater, the Ba'asrei Kore le Mikveh, Mikveh le Gris and Grisa. That's how the Ran learns Pshat. Now, I hear an Ohore, and Baruch Hashem I found the Keren Oire says the Sa'ore. We heard before on Dafnun Beis Amid Beis, Amachloikis min Adashim Oso Ba'ashishim, Rabbi Yosi Mater. We hear on Dafnun Beis Amid Beis. Machloikis, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi. A person asert Adashim is also Bashishim. We'll have this Mishnah also. Rabbi Yosi is Mater. So, yeah, that's our Mishnah is this, on Dafnun Gimel Amid Beis. So here the Ran explains, Ashishim Omri B'Yishalma Dinan Talfachi, these are Adashim, the Megablon, you mix them together, Umetagnon, and you fry them, Bidvash. So it means somehow, this is not plain lentils, this is already a Kugulaza. That's called Ashisham. Midrabiyais, yeah, fine. Now, so he explains like this. The Chachomim hold, Afal gav de metagdam medvash. Adashin, you have a kugel, you have a potato kugel, but the kugel is also potato kugel. So mail of ayasa potatoes, so who had in the potato kugel? So my mail of yasa adashim, so good. So this is adashim that was made fancier, you made it, you fried it, and thus, and now, in Rabbi Yosi holds, the kivan de ispo dufshe, ashishin mikrain, it is a different shem. I mean, this is not called adashim, this already is called ashishan. So, Rabbi Yosi holds, the shinri hashem is sufficient to make this a different thing. This is not adashim. That means we made ashishan. So Rabbi Yosi goes boso de shini hashem, and the chachomim do not go boso de shini hashem since it's for adashim. So it's So l'chayre, it would have been very nice to say that this is mamish tegol l'shitoso. And there's a machloikis. He says, you have here the same thing. You have min hagrisim. Grisim is grits. That either it's chopped, or it's either beans that are made into chalokim, or chitim that are made into chalokim. And you made now a tavshul ov out of it. So l'chayra, we could have said this is mamish, the same machloikis by a shishon and minadashim, and then he made it of his mutter by shishon or not. So that's where the Kern Eir is Meir of this. But the Ran, all of a sudden, here he says, a ganz no mahalach. He says that there's no machloikis over here. And Ba'asrei, the Tanakame, they called it Mikveh Dashi, Mikveh de Grisin. So Memela, that's why it's called Mikveh de Grisin, so that's why it's also. And in Ba'asrei, the Abyeis, it's called Mikveh. So Abyeis is good, Aistis. Abyeis is mamish like Ashishin. So we call it Ashishin, you call it Mikveh also. Shaila's way to say Nupshat the Tanakam. Now, so mina mikveh muta mina grisim also be mikveh, v'rabi yisim mata min ha mikveh. But if he answered mikveh, is muta be grisim. Here, Mimdoshte Toch Achidish, let's appreciate this. Here it says, Min Hamikveh Mutter Begrisin. So we're saying that even though, the way the Ran says, this is called Mikveh Shel Grisin, that's why the Tanakama asked it to begin with. It's Mikveh Shel Grisin, but he's also Begrisin. And somehow this is worse then Dvash Shel Tmorim, which is also Betmorim. This is worse than Kumed Echalbe, that is also Becholot. It could be this is not too gefällig, because it could be this Mikveh Shel Grisin is Vinishvi, it's a tafshul, and it's a mikveh shel grisin, but it could be, if he asked mikveh shel grisin, so that's what he asked the tafshul, it didn't ask, this oifen a tafshul, this could be, he asked, dvash tmorim is, there's not something it's the raw tomo. So we say, if he asked the dvash tomo, it means he asked the chelke of the tomo, when it's made into syrup, when it's thus, it's, or the same thing by kumad chalba and cholov. I mean, these are all the chelke of cholov. The cholov, however you'll make it, you'll squeeze it, you'll dos, you'll separate it, it's cholov, and this is still tamarin. This is the syrup of the tama. I mean, here's something, this is not samazai, this is not the grisin. I mean, there was a bishul process done, was made at tafshilov, so mamelef, I mentioned this, so somehow this is not that mean. It's something else was done with it. I mean, it was cooked. It was made into a tafshalov. So Mamela, if he wanted to ask, if he mentioned the Pharisee, even if he said, Mina mikveh shel grisin, it doesn't come to ask the grisin. Come see, just wanted to ask a mikveh. It's Mina mikveh mutter begrisin. Min hamikveh also bishum, the Rabbi Yaisi Mata. Now, what is this? So, Asa b'shom, mishum de mikve koilo, kol dovo kofui v'ova. That means that the word mikve is very inclusive. Kol dovo kofui v'ova, everything which is gelled, which is thick, that's called, I mean, some of that's the shash of the word, mistama kofui, mikve. Vishum nami kori mikve, al shem shemamchin oisoi bema'at ma'ayin, v'nechel bekach. It seems they made a gelled garlic mix. They used to be mamche, they used to dissolve it in water, and it became kofui. So, also bishum. So what did he say? He asked mikveh. So since mikveh is koilo every gelled tavshil, so memele, so if I have a gelled tavshil of shum, it is also Rabbi Yossi Mata. Rabbi Yossi is Mata. Now here we also have to understand what is Pshat and Rabbi Yossi. Here the Ran doesn't explain what's Pshat and Rabbi Yossi. Before we said that in mikveh it's mutter. We have to know what does this mean. We have to understand a little better. He said, min ha-mikveh is also bishum. So what does he mean? Does he mean a mikveh shel shum? Now here the Ran says that kol dovah kofi ba'ofi, mikveh koilo kol dovah kofi v'ofa, v'shum nami kori mikveh, al shem shemamchem oisei b'mat mayim, v'nechal b'kach. Oh, so l'chayr I said wrong pshat. That means l'chayr is azoi. What are we speaking about? If a person had a mikveh shel shum, so l'chayr d'achsmed is no machloikis. So that's a taich mikveh. Mikveh means every gelled object, every gelled tafshul is called mikveh. I think if he said mina mikveh also bishum means that he's not allowed to eat garlic that wasn't gelled, that wasn't mamche. And so that the Ran says, so why is he also? That's pshat. Because the Ran says, "Vishum nami kori mikveh, al shem shemam chemoisim admai v'nech." That's how you normally eat shum. Person doesn't take shum and eat some as a head of shum. That's how we eat shum. So that's what the Ran means. Min hamikveh is also bishum. Because that's normally how shum is eaten. Shum is eaten. So, v'shum nami kori mikveh. I think it's Hashem shemam chenoise b'mat mai v'nechel b'kach. That's the way shum is eaten. So shum is called mikveh. If that is pshat, so now we can understand Rabbi Yossi matter. Now I can say Rabbi Yossi. I mean, if we're speaking about that there was a mikveh made out of shum. So what's the svar of Rabbi Yossi? But L'chayr is speaking about over here, that shum alone, min hashum, mutter b'mikveh. What if he was noida min hashum? He's mutter b'mikveh. Now here L'chayr means, he said shum, and now he made a mikveh out of shum. So muta b'mikve. So this is take sheklach shver. This is very difficult to understand. What kind of mikveh are we speaking about? We're speaking about a mikveh of shum l'chayre. That's what we're speaking about. So first of all, we have to understand, I mean, what is this different than min adashim, that he is also bashishan? So why shouldn't it be also, why shouldn't it be also with a mikveh shel shum? He had shum, and what is this different than? Unless this is different because shamamchem oisoi, it means it seems we dissolve it. So maybe this is worse than ashishon. Ashishon is you megabble it and you metagin it, but could be it's not ground into a powder. It could be so it's. If it dissolves completely, maybe that would be a chilik. If we learn the way the Ran says over by us, that minagrisin is also b'mikveh because it's called mikveh shel grisin, so then it could be maybe it's not called mikveh shel shum, min hashum mutar b'mikveh, because it's not called mikveh shel shum. That we have to know. So it is very unclear. Min adashim osa bashishim. Chabyesi mata min hashishim mutar b'adashim. This is a certain oifen that it is made. So I asked Ashishim. In Ashishim muta badash. Chito chitin shani toyim. If he mentioned a single chite and a multitude of chitim, also behen, ben kemach, ben apas, grisim shani toyim. Osa bahen, bein chayim, bein mevusholim, same thing. Rabbi Yehuda oima koinem gris, oichita shani toyim, muta lokeis chayim. If you just said gris, so this you're allowed to chew when it's raw. Now let us see the Ran. Zokteran. Muta loke is chayim. Sha koises, eni koises achas bifnei atzmo. A person will not be koises one kernel of wheat. Avo samemele, avo pas, kiven shu guf echot. Since a pas is one entity, Chito Mikri. So this is called, the whole pas is called a chito. Ochi Isa Birushalmi, the Garcin and Hosom, chite va'atma kein, he asked a chite, and you'll say he's also be pas. It's muta lokis chayim. He's out to chew it raw. Because you don't chew one raw chite, but he's also be pas. Omar Rabbi Yosi, Olcha de Barnash, Bechamei Pite, I think this is a Agrais, in the Shamash State Nikia. A person will see a pass of a Pita Nikia, Umeima Brich de Boro Hodo Chitzo. So say, give a brocha, the Rabbeinu Shalom created this Chita. So it seems that a person will call a bread a chita. So memele fi asad a chita, he means the bread. I mean, perhaps we can understand this a little, that in the tachlis, the tachlis of the tachlis of a chita is that to make bread out of it. That's the iluya of the chita. That's what it's aimed for. So it seems when they saw the bread, they called the bread a chita. That is the chita. That is the tachlis of the chita. So they called this a chita. That was bulshoina. But a person does not want to ask a one. If he asks one chita, so it can mean the bread that's called a chita, but wouldn't ask the one chita lochis, because people don't chew one chita. Tanya Rav Shimon Gamliel loyma chita shani toyim or selefes said chita. He's not allowed to make a pass out of it. Umut lochis chitim shani toyim or selefes chitim umut lefes. Chita, chitim shani toyim, osa ben lokes ben lefes. Grish shani toyim, osa levashel. You don't, one grit, you don't chew. Umuta lokes. Grisim shani toyim, osa lokes, umuta levashel. Gris, grisim shani toyim, osa ben levashel ben lokes. And let us see the ran, chita shani toyim, osa lefes, the pas, chita mikre. Echad gufa namiu, avo chitim mashma lokes, ish odam koises chitim chalukim viyach. Hodron aloch anoidem in anodushu. I would like to mention two ha'ores. One ha'ores, Rav Simcha Milman was ma'ire. Why was it necessary in the first Mishnah we learned tonight, to mention the Aloch HaNoidah min HaTemorim, there's a machloikis, Muta B'dvash Temorim, Rajuz Mem Seher, also Yosa B'dvash Temorim. Why did we have to speak about this Aloch of Temorim? It would be sufficient if we would speak about HaNoidah min HaStoinis. We would have the three-way machloikis, according to the Tanakamis, Yosa B'Stoinis, Muta B'Chaymet Stoinis. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, he's also in both. According to the Chachomim, which is Rabbi Shimon Elozer, he's Mutter B'Stoinius and also B'Chaymet Stoinius. Why do we have to mention Temorim, which doesn't fall in this three-way machlokes? We should just mention Stoinius, and we would memela understand what the halacha would be by Temorim. Just one more ha'ore. We had in the Seif of the Sugya that a pas is called a chito. Could be the, was also in the Seif of Rav Simcha Milman, the Nachla Shakev, the, in Parshas Bereishis, in the Pasuk Garu Adama, Bezeh Sepecha Teich Alechem brings down, that by Emerson, just like Chazal tell us, that a seed that Eretz Yisrael lahitzig luskois, that they will grow out from Eretz Yisrael a pass, a complete pass, without any need to be misaken the pass. So, before the Chet of Adam Arishin, it was like that also. The Klola made, b'zeh sapecha teich alechem. Now, the lechem has to be created through the Zeyas Apayim of Odom for many Melachas and many Tirchas. But the Yisod of Chita is to be a Pastake. The Klola made that it will come to its Shleimis through a Maisa Bos of Odom, but that's the Yisod of the Chita. That's what the Chita should be. That's the Shleimis, that's the Ili of the Chita, so it could be. That is why when they saw a pass, they called it chita.